Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Yeah, okay, what's up, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. You know what it is, it's Karma Cafe. This is the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved tonight with DJ E. Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable. So what's going on, mama? What's going on tonight, Karma Cafe? You about ready to woosah, do our therapy thing?
I am ready to woosa tonight. Yes.
All right. Okay. So let's see. So do you got some things that we're gonna talk about tonight?
You know, I do. I had an epiphany, and so I want to share my epiphany and see if y'all feeling Miss Unbelievable epiphany that she had today. And then, you know, we got the weather and some other stuff. What about you?
Okay. I got a couple things. You know, I thought I had an epiphany before, but it was just gas. It is what it is. But I can't wait to hear what your epiphany is. You need. I got something, and here's something I want something to marinate with you people out there just a little bit. And big shout out to DJ Chuck Chisel. I seen this on his page earlier today, and I thought it was a great thing to talk about tonight because it's real. To me, it's real. He said, put in a post, he put, if you associate with good people, their qualities will have an effect on you. Be selective about who you spend your time with. I want to let that marinate. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring that up a little bit later. So, but again, big shout out to DJ Chuck Chisel. I got that.
All right, and then,
you know,
DJ E. Monster, I think, you know, I wrote this today on my post, you know, because I get words of the day on my post. And I said, let's debate on this. Words of the day every day. I give words of the day. Before I was given a word of the day, now I give words of the day. Every day. And so, yeah. So, have to think about this. Take off the mask and reveal the real you. Those who don't like it don't deserve you. Let that marinate. But that's not my epiphany. Those were my words of the day.
All right. And on her words of today, we just going to go ahead and get into the track because I think it fits perfect. This right here, some new Ty Dolla Sign, Future in 24 Hours. This is called Don't Sleep On Me. Don't Sleep On Us. Karma Cafe. DJ E. Monster. Miss Unbelievable. Monsters Radio. What a ride.
Get us up.
Don't
creep on me. 1-243-9649+1. Yeah, man.
That promise, I ain't switching up.
Stay solid even when I got my money up. I remember when you bought me in a Beamer truck. I was running out of gas, only had $2. Always came up on the wheels, never on a bus. Always did our own shit, fuck what everybody does. He was kicking off, I'm out of here at the festival. Now I'm in the booty club, throwing all the wolves. Don't sleep on me, don't creep on me. Don't creep on me, don't let me find you. Don't sleep on me, please don't creep on me. Don't creep on me, no, don't let me find
you. You can't tip my lean if you gon' go to sleep. Don't you tip my lean, don't you sleep on me. Don't you sleep on me, her man's out on me. Don't you sleep on me, I'll pass you up with a big old V.
Went over some juice. She hit me off with some new juice. Champagne at the photo shoot. Celebrating no curfew. Straight shots never curve you. She's 6'3 when you swerve me. Dropping points on your mom. Grateful tatted on my arm. Jealous bitches be despised. Where the fuck they from? Who hired them? Fuck them niggas, check the iTunes. Turn they goons all to my goons. Now sleep gang. Guys, I'm happy I found you. Only pain we recognize is pills. Sam, got you dozing off. Manolo, Hublot, got you showing off. Sam, got you dozing off. Tennis bracelet, diamond chain, got you going off.
We make love the first time we see. We make love and I want witness me. We make love the first time we see.
Don't sleep on me, don't creep on me, don't creep on me, don't let me find you. Don't sleep on me, please don't creep on me, don't creep on me, no, don't let me find
you. You can't tip my lean if you gon' go to sleep. Don't you tip my lean, don't you sleep on me. Don't you sleep on me, her man's out on me. Don't you sleep on me, I'll pass you up with a big old B. She play 20 in the hills when she lonely. She said 20, do you wanna fuck my homie? All my bitches bad and they ain't got no stomach. Gucci jacket cost me 5,400. Hey, 20, tell Dollar I follow him. You work and I see you up next, you him. Don't sleep on me, that's my only fear. She said 20, boy, this yo, yeah.
Don't sleep on me, don't creep on me, don't creep on me, don't let me find you. Don't creep on me, please don't creep on me, don't creep on me, no, don't let me find
you. You can't tip my lean if you gon' go to sleep. Don't you tip my lean, don't you sleep on me. Don't you sleep on me, her man's out on me. Don't you sleep on me, I'll pass you up with a big old B.
Cause you know I'm crazy. No telling what I do. You know I'm crazy. Crazy over you. Out my mind. Ain't no telling what I do.
Yeah. Monstrous Radio. Online radio with the Roar. Underground radio coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. All right. Let's turn it up a bit. This right here is Diplo, French Montana, and Little Pump. It's called Welcome to the Party. We're going to open up the line right after this and do our weather. The eye is unbelievable. Get ready. But for now, we're going to welcome everybody to the party, the monster party, Comic Cafe.
Step up in the party, step up in the party, high. Right up to the party, right up to the party, high.
Yeah, I pull up with fire, boy, attention. Yeah, fresh in Montana, Philly, Manila.
Welcome to Karma Cafe. Here's your menu, but you will be served what you are deserved, so don't even try to pick out no combo. It is what it is. That's Diplo, French Montana, and Little Pump, also featuring Zavea Ward, right here on Monsters Radio Live. So, all right, we're going to go over here and check in with Miss Unbelievable and see what's the weather like. We might be talking about your neck of the woods. Hello! So what's going on, Miss Unbelievable? What's the weather like tonight?
Okay, the party for the weather tonight is, that song was baking. Welcome to the party. Yes, I was feeling that song. I just got to say I was feeling it all the way.
It's about time.
So,
damn, you're a heavy critic. I'm just saying, if you approve, it's going to go somewhere. For real,
so
man.
While y'all, I know. Y'all, I am a true music buff. I know what I like. If it don't touch my soul, if it don't make my shoulders and my pelvis rock, I don't like it. But I'm telling you, my body is loving this 56-degree weather. It's cool, but it's not cold in Minneapolis. In London, see, I could be in London right now. It's 58. Cool, but it's not cold. Paris, see, 58. Not cool, but good. Atlanta, ooh, I really could be here, 72. New York, 68. Dallas, 77. San Juan, 83. Phoenix, oh, 102. Los Angeles is 75. But other than that, man, it's lovely everywhere, everywhere. It's lovely everywhere. And that's the weather for tonight.
Okay, there it is, y'all, right there in that order. So, all right, let's see. One of some things, we already put out there a couple of topics that we're going to talk about tonight. I put it out here again for you people that might have just chimed in. You dig? One of the things I want to talk about is something I've seen on a local DJ here. He's really international, but a local DJ here by the name of Chuck Chisel, he put this on his page, and he put up, if you associate with good people, their qualities will have an effect on you. Be selective about whom you spend your time with. So, you know, that's one of the things I want to talk about coming up here in just a little bit. Now, Miss Unbelievable, she's got something as well. Can you repeat yours as well?
Yes, I can. Mine is, take off the mask and reveal you. Those who don't like it don't deserve you.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, okay. So those are some of the things we
made it
talk
up,
George.
Truly.
Huh? You said you made it up.
I said absolutely. Miss Unbelievable is feeling, you know, the Wu-Sang-ness. I told you I had an epiphany, and some of my words of the week is part of my epiphany. So stay tuned.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that. I mean, no meme jack, no stolen post, no repost. This is organic. Conversation. All right. Things y'all could talk about at your water cooler tomorrow. So, yeah, I got some other stuff. I want to read an article that or a post I've seen that said, never argue with children. I think y'all are going to get a kick out of that one. So these are the things we got coming up here a little bit. let's see. Anything else we got before we go into a breather?
We got some who's bumping who and who's getting fat tonight. Just a few things.
Okay. What we got? What's the juice?
It's not going to be like. The juice is, we got some hip-hop, we got somebody in the hip-hop nation land selling crack. We got an engagement story. We got McDonald's. We got J. Cole. We got Riri. And we got some Remy Ma. So, good ones to make you go, coming up. I'm serious.
Okay. I forgot you be categorizing now. You got everything in like a spice bottle. She got a whole shelf over here, y'all, like spices of gossip. Yeah, they got some hip hop. Some hip hop. What a little international. I'm gonna do that. Okay. We gonna see what it's gonna be. So, all right. So,
and
our
DJ
breather.
I got something special for you tonight. I got something else special for tonight, but I'm going to hold on to it. I got something special.
Uh-oh. It don't come with a bill, do it?
Go ahead.
It don't come with a bill, do it?
No.
Okay. Well, it seems like we got a lot to talk about. So, all right, let's get ready to get to it, y'all. So I'm going to let you decide, Miss Unbelievable. Should I play a major or indie for a breather?
I want an indie because we need to play the major after we drop our epiphany. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, let me see. Who I got over here? You know what? Here's one for y'all. I got a guy right here. He could use some exposure. He goes by the name of Quan. This is his song. It's called Independent. This right here is the clean version. Told y'all, we're trying to clean it up just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just that word. Hey. It is what it is. It's called Independent. Let us know how y'all feel about it. Should we be censoring a little bit? Let us know. MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com. But for now, check this one out. This is Quan, Monsters Radio, online radio
shout
with the Roar.
That don't mean a champion. My Cadillac be dipping. No, you see my sauce dripping. And please don't get offended, cause it ain't no pun intended. I'm not intimidated by no independent. I'm serious as shit, and I don't mean to make no joke. But most of these independent really broke. But I go get my own shit. I post to when I'm grown. They either gon' love it or leave a alone. It really ain't no difference, cause I still gotta go get it. Don't wanna see me with it, then good riddance. I'm heavy in these streets and I can't even tell no lie. She asked me what I do, and then I looked her in the eye and told her, spoil your disloyal. Keep my eyes on it. You the prize, what I want it. gon' get it, then gon' be on it. And that's why I be sucker free. Can't no take control of me. No, I'm not gon' cry for you. Do I look like Jodeci? Just to keep it real, I need a chick that I can deal with. Not another bitch who just to feel I'm independent.
I don't care or jiggle low. I'm having so much money.
Okay, so that's Quan, Monstrous Radio, where the independent artists live amongst the majors. Get it? So all right, let's go ahead and get into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Because it sounds a little juicy over here. So what you got over here on your gossip spice cabinet? That's what we need to know.
Okay. Y'all ready? Let's do this. Okay, so y'all, start with L rapper. His name is Columbia BP. Was reportedly laundering money into his modest rap career. However, he's been accused of selling over $4 million worth of cocaine by the state district office. He was charged and indicted on multiple theft distributions. Sends along another person suspect of spearheading the whole operation. Samuel Valverde, the indictment was issued on September 12th, while both men were properly arraigned before a grand jury on September 21st. These defendants were allegedly part of the multi state drug distribution team.
Hey, hold on. Right now, you kind of sound like wah, 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 wah. Sound like you went deep undercover for real. Hello.
Okay. Well, Bob. Can you hear me now?
There we go. Now we got you.
Okay. So they was indicted. Okay. And was part of a multi-state drug distribution scheme that transported and distributed cocaine worth approximately $4 million, said U.S. attorney. Both men in attendance. Thanks to the law enforcement in Georgia, South Carolina, and Colorado, this is the biggest drug enterprise in history.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they knew that they still look at for crack. They might not look for weed, but they still look for crack.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to see what's going to happen on that one. That's going to be in the news. Wow. Okay, a lot of people are going to be mad. A lot of people are going to be mad. I'm just saying, prices going to go up. And a lot of people are going to be mad. okay, what else?
Okay, so tell me how y'all feel. Okay, here we go. This D.C. lawyer is suing his former girlfriend for the return of a $100,000 engagement ring. Ryan says he wanted to spend only $40,000 and insists that the ring belongs to him, but who really owns it? You can't put a price on love, but you can put a price on a breakup, $100,000. Ryan filed in D.C., Washington, D.C. He filed a case against his former fiance, Sierra Jones, who refuses to return a 4.6-carat $100,000 engagement ring, which he called a conditional gift, according to court documents. The couple was due to be married earlier this year, and the relationship is outlined in something excruciating details. The couple's met in college. They dated from 2004 to 2015. They both was enrolled in Duke. One had a master's in administration, so they're very smart people. The registry was at this place that included $2,798 for people to buy them gifts. What else? The engagement ring was appraised at $125,000. The marriage was called off after a rehearsal dinner, and it became a heated argument. And now he wants his ring back. Who gets the $100,000 ring? And are you buying a woman $100,000 ring? Are you buying a woman that expensive of a ring?
I'm going to be honest. And emotion of love, yeah. If I got it, yeah, I ain't going to lie. Well, I mean, I wish I had a great song for a breather to draw up some drama before we get into this, but I ain't got none, so we just going to go ahead and dive right into the pool. Well, I guess, does it say in the article at all about why they broke up?
No, they had a heated argument. That's all they said. They had a heated argument at their rehearsal dinner.
Okay, so they had a heated argument at the rehearsal dinner. Okay, and it doesn't say if he called it off or she called it off?
No.
Okay.
But I know
okay.
In different states, it all depends who calls it off and who, you know, mm-hmm. doesn't. I know, like, in New York, the guy gets it back. I don't know how our situation is here. Maybe I should look it up and see who gets the ring back here. I know sometimes they're saying it's a condition, like it's a conditional gift.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like, I guess someone cheats or whatever, that's when the ring can be returned. But who wants to keep a ring? Well, I can understand the value because she can get it appraised and she can sell it, you know, if she's mad,
mm-hmm.
but... is the attachment still there to the ring? Is the feeling still there for the ring? I don't know. How would you feel if you saw, you
right.
know, she's still wearing it, and you start dating her, and you're like, where did that ring come from? You know, oh, this is my old engagement ring. Would you think that they were still connected?
That's a damn good question. That's a damn good question. Well, I would have to say, first of all, I think in this whole situation, I think he might have called it off. I think because at the wedding party, the little rehearsal or whatever it was, dinner thing, whatever, some of his homeboys looked at that ring and said, ooh, damn, how much that cost? For real? And they put a battery in his back. You dig? No, bro. You might want to get that back. No, bro. You know what? You might be right. It's over. It's called off. Take back the pudding. Everything. Get back the ring. Blah, 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 blah. And that's probably how it went down. Cancel the chicken. All that. That's probably how it went
cancel
down.
Cancel the chicken.
Yeah, get rid of all of it. Send it all back. That's probably what happened. But, I mean, like you said, it must do vary in different states. But I know in a lot of states, or I believe, because it's how it used to be, I believe it could have changed, that is a conditional gift. If you two do not get married, it goes back to the man. Now, the only clause in that is, if I'm not mistaken, is if he cheats or does something horrendous to cause the marriage to be called off, then she can keep the ring because it's because of him that the marriage is not going on. But if they just broke up, just, okay, we're not in love no more, blah, 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 whatever, they just, you know, go their separate ways, whatever, they don't get married, then he's supposed to get his ring back. That's how it's supposed to be. Hold on, we got Jazzy B over here. I believe she's been listening for long enough over here, a hot minute. You hear what we're talking about, Jazzy? How do you feel about this $100,000 appraised at $125,000? Shit, you can buy a house in some places for that ring. I'm
for
just
that
saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What? All I heard was cash dollar signs. What? I'm lost.
Okay, you want to just give it a quick summary again there, Miss Unbelievable?
Yeah, feel me.
So this couple, they were married in Washington, D.C. He sued his former fiance for the return of the ring that he paid $100,000 for. It's appraised at $125,000 to $250,000. They're both well off, but they broke up from an argument at the dinner. And so it doesn't say who did it, but it's just saying he wants it back and he's suing her now for the ring back because it was a conditional gift.
Me personally, I feel like if you give me something, you shouldn't want it back. Cause I've actually been in a situation where I had an engagement ring and somebody wanted it back and I was not giving it back. And he actually broke in my house and stole it.
Oh, dang.
Well, damn.
Damn, that happened to
yeah, you.
If
shall
I was
not.
Petty, I would call him out on the radio, but I'm not that petty. But I think that's fucked up. Man, you're going to sue her for the ring? That's a lot. But that is a lot of money, though. That is a lot of money.
I mean, just think
my
about
ring
it
didn't cost that much. It only cost $1,000 and something, but you know, that's a lot of money. First of all, me, I'm not finna spend that much money on no jewelry. I ain't. I could be the richest mother in the world. You hear me? I'm rich. I'm still gonna shop at the dollar store.
I hear you. I hear you.
I'm still going to buy my jewelry from Claire's.
I'll still be frugal. I don't know about that. I'm a jewelry wearer, though. So that'll probably be my biggest thing that I would do. I would spend that much money on my stuff. I would spend that much money on my guy, you know, but there are some things that I probably wouldn't, you know,
I would
spend
go
on.
Rent
I would
it
still,
take
you
it
know,
back.
Watch it. No, I don't know.
I'm not going to spend no thousands.
I'm not going to buy it for you, but you can wear this.
That's a whole
you
house.
Can rock this. This will look good on you, but this ain't yours.
Right. We got to take it back in the morning, guys.
Say, don't y'all touch me.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
I was just going to say, so, I mean, what if it was the other way, though? Because I've heard of situations now where it was the other way, where women wanted their ring back because they was the one that bought the ring.
If I buy something for you, I'm not even going to want it back. What I'm going to do with it? Pawn it? I definitely ain't going to sit here and look at it and think about you every time I look at that motherfucker. No.
Right.
Keep that shit.
Got to go.
True.
Keep it and leave.
Right.
I just want my freedom.
I'm with Jazzy. Like, I used to, when I was married, my ex-husband came in and took all my rings. He stole them from my stuff, too. And I was like, well, dang, you know. Take the memory. You can have it. So for me, I'm like, if you want it back that bad, here. To me, it wasn't really a genuine gift that you was giving me then.
Right, but you know,
some
people are just so conniving, and they be so mad that they don't have you no more. They be like, give all my shit back. I will take everything. Get it, nigga. Bye.
Damn. I'll leave it at the door. Where you want me to bring it? I'll pack it up for you. I ain't tearing it up. I'ma just give it back because if we done, we done. If we finish, we finish. So if you want it, here you go. You know, but don't be trying to, you know, come back and be like later.
Oh,
I should have thought about it. Nah.
Nah, don't come back.
Ain't no come back. You should have thought about that before you won the air thing, before you was finished. That's why I asked, are you done or are you finished?
Well, that's just kind of messed up because I'm just had to be like, no, I want all my shit back, show, dude. Even that chicken. I bought that chicken in the fryer right now. Take that chicken out. I don't give a fuck. Half cooked. Put in the bag. I'm taking it with me. It is what it is.
I had talked to my ex after I left. He was like, you just packed all your stuff and left. I'm like, nigga, I left for everything I came with. Damn, I didn't take nothing extra. He like, no, you left with more than what you came with. Okay, I'm left with the stuff that you bought me, but you didn't ask for it back. You told me I could keep it because you didn't want it. What was you gonna do with it? Like,
right. See, that's one of them old little. I just needed the reason to talk to you. Not yet. You didn't. He ain't want this shit. Let me figure out if I can call him. Let me see. You took them clothes. God damn it. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to try that one. All right. Okay. So what else we got tonight?
All right. McDonald's is removing artificial additives from its burgers. McDonald's is on a mission to eliminate artificial ingredients from its menu. Even the Big Mac sauce is getting a makeover. The fast food company, which hopes to attract more health-conscious consumers to its drive-through encounters, announced changes to its most popular hamburgers Wednesday. It's seven classic burgers.
Human meat first.
The hamburger, cheeseburger, double cheeseburger, quarter pounder will no longer include artificial preservatives, flavors, or coloring. The change affects every part of the sandwich from the bun to the cheese and the sauce. McDonald's said it strips components like calcium, proponent, and artificial preservatives from its buns and eliminated ascorbic acid, a preservative which is American cheese. The iconic Big Mac sauce is also being reformulated. McDonald's said it's removing artificial preservatives, including potassium, sorbite, sodium benzoate, and calcium disorder EDTA, without sacrificing that signature taste. But one more thing is changing. The pickles aren't. Those still contain an artificial preservative that they cannot change. McDonald's following an industry trend toward healthier foods. Companies like Taco Bell, Subway, and Panera Bread have already removed to mix artificial ingredients from their menus. In 2016, McDonald's eliminated artificial preservatives from its McNuggets and ditched high fructose corn syrup in its buns. With fresher beef in the quarter pounders and rejigged its Happy Meals, offering more healthier options, we shall still be able to meet our quotas for keeping McDonald's one of America's favorite foods.
And they didn't say
nothing about removing that human meat.
See, you corrupted my mind with that bullshit right there, Jazzy. Because why was I waiting when she was like, and they said they will no longer include, I was expecting her to say, when they will no longer include hematodes inside their meat. I was like, oh, Lord, you corrupted my mind, Jazzy.
No. So the pink stuff, I think, Thursday. I don't know.
But, hey,
I don't eat McDonald's. I haven't ate McDonald's in a very, 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 very long time.
And you know what? I was the same exact way. It just makes me feel funny when I eat it, you dig? But I don't know if you guys remember when I said I went to London and I got super duper hungry, you know what I mean? And I ain't had no choice, so we ended up eating McDonald's, and it was way, and I was like, they don't no longer do all the preservatives, all the extra stuff you just said. They been stopped doing that over in London already. So when I ate McDonald's over there, I could taste hamburger meat. You dig? You could tell it was real. So on and so forth. So it was way different. I was wondering why they hadn't did that over here yet, but apparently they're about to do that. So it is going to taste like a real hamburger once they do all this extra stuff. It's going to taste way better. Now, whether we choose to eat it or not is another question, but it is going to taste way better. So that's an update on what it should taste like if it come out right. With no human meat.
All
in
right.
As Jazzy would say.
All right, what y'all think about this one, y'all? Remy Ma blast, money hungry baby mama seeking child support. They be lying. Remy Ma has made some bold statements about women who seek child support from their children's father. The rapper sat down with Revolt TV State of the Culture Tuesday, September 25th, and vehemently disagreed with women racing to court to get men to pay up for their kids. These bitches go to court and they be lying, and it's sad. I bet if they made it so that you could only get child support if you were married to the person, a lot of these bitches would stop waiting outside of basketball games and outside of concerts trying fuck a nigga ass because you can get knocked up, Remy said. The married second-time mom-to-be said she believes co-parenting should split funds for their child down the middle, but also said that the mom wants her child to participate in extracurricular activities like karate, it is up to her to pay for it. Remy, whose husband is fellow rapper Papoose, also said that it's up to the mom to grind as much as she can to provide for her kids rather than leaning on the dad to help support their children. If my husband, God forbid, dropped off the face of the earth, I'm going to make sure my son is okay, she said. You got these bitches that sit around on their ass all day expect because they let a nigga with some money stick their dick in them and they had a baby that they fucking hit the lottery. We need to champion behind our black men so that we can change some fucking laws, she adds before saying every other mother, money hungry baby mama out here, fuck you bitches, I hate you bitches. Fans who caught the discussion had barely responses to the star. Dads don't ask for child support, even if he is the primary caregiver for the child. Dad finds a way to make it work. Moms that want child support are mainly being vindictive. She said child support should only be awarded if the mother was married to the father, not a bad idea, since abortion is an option. Remy, the truth is, if dad can afford it, let him do it. Who wants their kids to suffer because the mom is lazy?
How you feel about it, Jack? Because y'all know I'm a man. Come on, Remy, write a book.
Well, this is how I feel about it, because my daughter's dad is on child support, and he does everything he can do to get out of paying child support. And the only reason he is on child support is because after me and him broke up, he tried to get with this other little bitch who was like, she was fucking everybody, that's not your baby. So to prove a point, okay, my nigga, let's do this motherfucking DNA test, because I know who I was fucking. And voila, your ass on child support now.
Right.
But this is my thing. I had told them that I didn't know who my child's dad was to keep him from getting on child support, because I didn't want him on child support because I thought he was going to be there and take care of his kids. But, oh, you want to come with this extra stupid-ass shit? All right, bro, let's do that. I can get just as stupid as you can. Now your ass on child support.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you think the public's going to take what she said, though? How do you guys think they're going to react?
She can say what that, because she got that, she got all them motherfucking stacks. What about these motherfucking moms that's out here struggling to take care of their motherfucking kids because these niggas don't want to do what the fuck they supposed to do? Even when you got a job, but shit, that's not a motherfucking enough to take care of a kid.
I mean, I think both of them should work. You know what I'm saying? I have mixed feelings because I know that, like, the system ain't for everybody and it's not fair, you know, for everybody. I believe if the dad is there doing what he's supposed to do, paying for the child, I don't think that child support needs to be involved.
I
think if the baby mama ain't letting the daddy see the child for whatever reason, I don't think he should pay child support until they can become together. And but I don't think the child needs to suffer either, you know, for lack of father, lack of whatever. I think if they had a fair system that made sense, that everybody could actually win with, if parents wasn't as petty and, yes, waiting at, you know, the places to get that come up. But then the men know them women is waiting there for the come up. So they need to think about it as well. I think everybody need to be adult and be smart about it. You
but
know who you're
talking.
You got
these dumbass bitches out here, and then you got these dumbass niggas out here, too.
Mm-hmm.
You got these money-hungry ass bitches who use fucking child support to get their fucking nails done and hair done instead of taking care of their motherfucking child.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
And then you got these niggas out here raw-dicking every fucking thing, busting nuts in bitches, and don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Go in your room. Get out of here.
Yeah, you got a point there.
So it's a two-headed coin all the time. You know,
it
it's
is.
Two sides, but I think that the system ain't working for the system. It ain't working. I think it needs to be revamped. I think it needs to be relooked at. I think women need to be able to be held accountable for what they spend the money on. I think that they ain't doing right because I see all these kids raggedy as shit coming to school, and then they come in looking all hot. I don't understand that. So kids still moving from place to place. They ain't securing no home. You getting all this child support. You ain't working. You ain't doing nothing. You sitting on your behind. So I think it needs to be revamped. I think those who are doing what they're supposed to do don't need to be paying no $900. $900? What a baby need $900? Like, for real, it needs to be definitely changed.
I know a nigga that's paying $1,500 for one kid.
For real. Crazy.
Chris Brown, baby mama getting six racks.
And then she's trying to get 20 or something like that?
Yeah, and now she's trying to get 20.
It says she needs security.
Bitch, kill yourself. Bitch, kill yourself.
And on that note, Chris Brown, look, on that note, Chris Brown is furious after Rihanna's house is broken into a second time. He's sad that he cannot protect her, and people around her should step up her security to make sure that she is safe. Her Hollywood home has been broke into yet again. In 2012, it was broke into, and now 2018. He wishes that he could be there to hold her hand in this matter to keep the security team that's around her more safe.
You know he's going to love her for the rest of his life. That's always going to be his baby. He don't give a fuck.
Well,
straining on her? No, straining on her. He don't care.
But I'm trying to figure out how the hell her house keep on getting broke into and she got all this motherfucking money. Where is the security?
Where are the pit bulls? That's what I'm talking about. Shit. Where are the pit bulls?
Where is
something
need to be done. Goddamn, where are cameras? Somebody need to be caught. Something. Put a bullet in somebody's ass or something.
See, this is the problem, see. Chris Brown, fall back, bro. She don't need you. Go and find something else to do. She just need to let Monster move in that motherfucker, and I'm going to hold it down. I'm going to have it on lock. And we're going to be good. Don't worry about it, bro. I got this. Riri, I'm talking to you, baby. Just holler at you. I got this. I'm telling you.
Riri, if you listening to us and you let me E Monster move in, I'm coming with his ass.
We got this all locked, I'm telling you. So,
don't worry, Riri. Miss Unbelievable ain't coming. I'll visit from time to time, but I ain't coming.
That's all right, man. You can hold down the fort.
Y'all hold it down. That is all. Who's getting fat? I ain't calling. I'll stop through. I ain't calling. Damn that. I'm coming through. Just, here I come. Open the door.
Okay. Dog's in the yard. But all right, what else we got? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat?
That's
Gossip
it.
Gossip Lifestyle.
We done.
That's it.
That's
okay.
it. We
okay.
We good. We done hit it on up.
So, all right. So, let's see. So, let's go ahead and jump into what our topics were going to be tonight. Let's see. Matter of fact, ooh, we are cutting down on time. Damn. Well, all right. Well, here's one thing I did want to read out here. Something I seen on Facebook today. I think y'all gonna like this. I think it's great. It's perfect for Karma Cafe. And this is what it says here. It says, "Never argue with children." This is what it says. This is real shit.
Oh yeah, I shared it.
It says a little girl was talking to her teacher about whales. The teacher said it was physically impossible for a whale to swallow a human because even though it was a very large mammal, its throat was very small. The little girl stated that Jonah was swallowed by a whale. Irritated, the teacher reiterated that a whale could not swallow a human. It was physically impossible. The little girl said, "When I get to heaven, I will ask Jonah." The teacher asked, "What if Jonah went to hell?" The little girl replied, "Then you can ask him." Damn. That's bullshit. Your little ass up the class. But that's why you don't argue with children. You dig? They will outflip your ass. Huh.
I had to share that because they really sound like something my son would say. Shout out to all the parents teaching their kids the Bible. And they know they don't. That's what all the fuck do.
Because that is some of the first stories we learn. Don't even play. That is some of the first stories we learn.
I know she was extra hot. Well, I can see her face. I can just imagine.
Okay. So now, so what did you have there, Miss Unbelievable?
Okay, so this is what I had today. So what do y'all think of my saying that I said today? Take off the mask and reveal the real you. Those who don't like it don't deserve you.
I need to get that tatted on my back.
Okay. So, all right, so give us the breakdown definition meaning of that, and why you posted it.
So like I said, I've been having a few epiphanies lately, and I've been being around a lot of kids. You see how they try to fit in, and how they don't really know themselves. And they begin to hang with other people, and they become like those other people instead of who they are. So take off your mask and reveal the real you. So who are you? Like, if I come up to you, do you know what you like? Do you know what you want? Or are you just adjusting because that man is in your face now or that new nigga is in your face and you want him to like you, so you do everything that he wants you to do instead of being who you are? And then if they don't like who you are, then they don't deserve to be around you, period. Like, then they don't deserve your goodness. They don't deserve your joy. They don't deserve your love because you have to adjust to be who they want you to be instead of being who you are. Take your mask off and know who you are, not what your family tried to tell you who you are, not because you got generational curses of, you know, that saying that that's who you are. No. Not because of the pain that you went through. That's not who you are. You go back to the habits of what God showed you who you was. And then you can stand in your truth and know that, okay, this is my journey. I'm more than enough. I take my mask off, take me, leave me, or you don't deserve me. So that's how I got to that saying right there.
I love that, girl. Oh, shit.
Right,
I felt it in my soul. I really did.
Right.
because that is actually why I ended my last relationship, E-Monster, if you remember.
Mm.
Because of that very situation right there. Motherfuckers always want you to be who they want you to be, but they don't want you to be who you are.
Right, right. Why would we think people would do something like that? Trying to get you to be they want you to be and not that glorious person that they met that attracted you to them or attracted them to you.
For me, I think because we live in such a fantasy world and they see so much fantasy and they think that, oh, if I have more money or if I, you know, have a big elaborate this or a big elaborate that, if I could do this, they think that, you know, if I take her out, if I do this, if I do that, that's what it's going to take. They don't know that the simple things and the easy, the things that who they are makes it work. You know, I could care less if you ever, like, if we go on a date, we go on a date. If we don't, we don't. But if I see you, if I talk to you, if we communicate, if we vibe, that's more than going on a date. A date don't say that we together. A date don't make who you are. But a lot of people think that that's what you need to do for the superficial things. They don't take the time to go deep and, you know, not be superficial. They think, oh, that's enough. Or they let their pain take them to a place where I'm not enough. You got to know you enough, even through what you're going through. But they want you to be who they are to say, okay, I'm equal or I'm better or I'm not better. Or they feel like I'm not enough, so I want them to come down to my level or you go up to their level. It's not even really about that. It's knowing who you are and then living from there. And then if you feel like you need to go higher, you take yourself higher. Not for nobody else, but for you. You got to be one enough for you. Because nobody is never going to take you nowhere. No one is ever going to take you where you feel like you should be. Only you can.
Right. Amen, sister.
My epiphany.
Okay, but that wasn't my epiphany. Let me tell y'all my epiphany before we go. And I know I've been talking, but y'all got to hear my epiphany. So today, I was I got home, and I was working so hard. And I've been with kids all day. And I went into my back, and I had so many weeds, y'all. I had just weeds all over, just weeds here, weeds here, weeds here, weeds there. And I'm like, ooh, these weeds look, some look like real nice plants, but, you know, they still was weeds. And so I said, that's
you
how people are in our lives. Huh? What did you say?
I said, you should have smoked them.
No, they weren't weeds. I couldn't, it weren't weeds. I mean, I could plant some weed, but it wasn't weed. It was weeds. You know, and I was saying to myself, the weeds that are here, they're choking up my rest of my garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so people are like weeds in our lives. They're choking up our garden. But once you start plucking them up, you can't get them all. But when you do get them all, it's like a clean slate, but your body hurt, your back hurt, everything hurts because you don't went to work to taking those weeds out, and that's how you got to do with people that don't need you any good anymore. You got to weed them out. Weed them out. It may hurt you, but you got to weed them out. And then your back may hurt, your head may hurt, everything may hurt, but it looked good. Even the ones that did look good in there, and even the bad ones, they still choking you out. You got to weed them out so you won't get choked out.
That's what's up. Hey, I'm glad you explained it because, Jazzy, I heard something different, too. See, I thought she said weave. I said, damn, what, you had to stop fighting in your backyard? it is what it is.
I ain't got no weed.
That's
no.
A smoker brain.
But I got it. I know.
So we got like ladies all in my ear while she gonna run that music on us real quick. So all right, we got any last words? We'll start out with you, Jazzy.
Peace, love, and blessings.
Okay, what you got for us, Miss Unbelievable?
Take off the mask and enjoy you.
Okay, There it is. All right, y'all. Don't forget, tomorrow is Friday Night Live. I got some hot international music for you guys, and we're going to get y'all ready for the weekend. We got fashion tips, all kinds of things coming up tomorrow, Friday Night Live, right here on Monsters Radio. As y'all know, it's Thursday night here in the Twin Cities. It's always popping somewhere on a Thursday. If you go out tonight, remember, don't drink and drive. It's not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Get in. Friday Night Live, right here, same bat channel. All right, y'all, we out. Deuces.
We out,
baby.
Vikings is trying to win, though. They down by 8, but they doing good. There you go. I told you it was for free. They only down by 8. Vikings is trying to win, though.
You petty. You wouldn't have said nothing if the Vikings were winning. You just wanted to come on and say, oh, they're down by 8. They're trying, but they're down by 8.
They was winning when I was going to tell you earlier, they was winning, but they scored going into halftime. But they looking good, so they could possibly pull this out, but they were going into the third quarter. But they looking real, real good. Turning on Channel 9.
If y'all knew
I'm giving
like
y'all props. See, I should be talking
so
about them.
Yeah, okay. That's what it is. I'm out of here.
I love y'all for listening. Peace.